It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
I post a question. You guys go on there, read the question, send us a private message with your answer so it stays a secret. We sift through them every morning and pick the number one answer that came through. You call in and try to guess what the number one answer was.
And then you win.
And then you win fat stacks of cash this week. Which I'll tell you about in just a second. The question yesterday that was posted, what's the one thing you would never do alone? The one thing you would never do alone. A ton of messages came in. We picked the number one answer. Call in. Tell us what the number one answer was. The winning person is going to get $250, which is your share of $10,000 that we're giving away over the month of October. And then on top of that, I'm also going to hand you a $50 gift card to the Great Greek Mediterranean Grill. Endeavor, they want to give you the taste of fresh cuisine this fall, made from scratch daily using authentic family recipes. Bold, flavorful offerings like chicken souvlaki paired with craveable feta fries. Sounds like something you would eat, Katie.
Yeah, all day.
More information, visit thegreatgreekgrill.com. All right, here's your question. What's the one thing you would never do alone? Call us at 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And we will jump right to Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Oh, just watching the news right now.
Just watching the news, drinking my coffee. All right. What's the number one answer?
Oh, I have two answers, so I hope this one's the right one.
Go
Get
for it.
Get married.
Get married. Oh. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to do that alone.
There are people who do it, though.
There was that one lady that married herself too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a big TikTok thing,
and
I guess.
And the other lady who married a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think I would do that.
They're very huggable.
Sadly, though, not the right answer, Carmen.
Thank you.
All thanks,
right,
Carmen.
See you later. Bye. Meg?
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
What are you doing?
I'm just calling you guys.
Are you? All right. So we put the question up on our social yesterday. What's the one thing you would never do alone? What's your guess?
Play hide and go seek.
Oh, yeah. Also very difficult. You ever done that thing where you tell a friend, like, let's play hide and seek, and they run off and hide, and then you just go to lunch or something?
You never find them.
I do that to my kids.
Do you? That's good. That's
that
good parenting.
Power mom move right there, Meg.
Absolutely. Then you get a little quiet time.
Yeah.
But Meg... Darn it. All right.
See all right,
okay, man.
Good answer, though. That was funny.
Later, man. See ya. Gabe.
Yes.
Yes, it's
Morning.
You, Gabe.
Yes, this is Gabe.
It
is
Gabe.
First time ever calling into the show.
Oh, yeah? Well, welcome, first of all. Do you like this game?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He hesitated.
Yeah.
It's kind of
used to it, Gabe.
Honestly, it's kind of how I feel about it this morning myself.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Gabe?
Oh, you know what? I have the day off, so I'm taking care of some domestic duties. I'm going to get a physical today. I'm going to wash my car. I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Wow.
Gabe's got it going. Do you have a special someone in your life?
I do.
Wife? Husband?
Right now it's very new. It's actually just 5 weeks.
Okay.
So we don't have any titles yet.
Well, I will just say that you are, you're a catch, Gabe.
You are.
Like,
aww,
Gabe gets things
you.
Done.
Yeah, you're busy. I do all that like a week. You're like naming off stuff. You're just doing that today.
Yeah. You're going to get scooped up real quick, Gabe.
Yeah,
you're going to have a title in no time.
Oh, thank you.
I kind of want to hang out with you so you can wash my truck. I mean, let's be honest. All right, Gabe, so I threw the question up on our Facebook yesterday. What's the one thing you would never do alone? A ton of messages came in, and this was the number one answer. What's your guess?
Going to the movies.
I know so many people that do that, and I can't do it.
No.
I cannot do it. I need to talk to somebody about it afterwards and share the experience. Sadly,
you don't want to eat that whole popcorn all by yourself.
Well, I mean, I could.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not get crazy, Gabe.
And a pretzel. Yeah.
Right. And a pretzel, that's right. But sadly, that was not the number one answer, Gabe.
All right. Well, I feel just as privileged for being able to speak to you guys anyway and being on the show this morning. It's my first time.
Yay!
Recording a bit later.
Yeah, I'll have Josh make this a podcast, and you can go on there and download it and share it with all your friends, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Everybody have such a wonderful day, okay?
Thank
it
you,
was
Gabe.
So nice meeting you, Gabe. Yeah. Have a good day.
All righty. Bye.
I like Gabe's positivity there. That was nice.
He's a happy dude.
Yeah.
He's a happy, happy dude. Let's see. Who do we got? Abriella? Abriella?
Arabella.
I was way off.
Yeah, you didn't get that at all.
you missed the B somewhere in there.
I did. Arabella. Okay, Arabella. That's a pretty name. Very nice. What are you doing today, Arabella?
I'm working.
What do you do?
A very cold day. I work for the government.
The government. Ooh. Doing what?
I help manage the Office of Pipeline Safety.
I thought I heard that in your voice.
Official government stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you always hoped and dreamed that you would do growing up?
No, but I gotta say I do love it. I really
That's
do.
Good.
It takes all my skills and
what are
I
your
feel useful.
What are your skills?
I'm really good at just managing things. Like, I help with payroll. I manage all of our documents. I do a lot of purchasing to make sure everybody on our teams have the personal protective equipment they need to inspect pipelines and make sure everybody's safe.
Oh,
I want you to march in today and demand a raise.
Yeah.
It sounds like you are you're needed big time. Go ask for a raise. Not going to happen. When was the last time you had a raise?
I'm getting one in a month.
Okay,
good. Tell them to make it bigger.
I need more.
More money. All right, Arabella.
Everybody.
Yeah, preach it. Preach it. I need to buy more chips.
Yeah.
So what's the one thing you would never do alone?
Go to a sports game.
You know what? Quite a few of those came in. They just mentioned like specific like baseball.
Yeah.
Go to baseball alone. I don't think I could do that either. But no. That wasn't it.
Someone who does go to sports games alone, I was like,
yeah.
Do you really? Katie does.
I do. I do a lot, but yeah.
I do everything by myself. So
same.
Hockey, baseball, movies. I'm going to concerts by myself.
Wow.
I do it all.
Dang.
I do too.
You are stronger than me. I appreciate you calling in. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Katie, do you think it's clue time?
I think you should throw one out there. I think it would help.
God, I should have thought about this. It is, I just went to one of these, actually, a couple weeks ago. It's timely.
Okay, that's
it's
a
timely.
Good clue.
It's timely.
It's timely.
It's timely. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today?
I'm hoping I'm finally over this 5-day flu.
Oh, yuck.
5 days.
Stay away from me. I don't need that in my life.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I got the flu shot.
Oh, no.
Well, you can still get it. It just will just keep you from dying.
Yeah.
Well, I felt
worse.
Like I was dying.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Did all your friends tell you to eat chicken noodle soup and drink orange juice?
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even.
Nothing, huh?
It was horrible.
Great weight loss method, though. Am I right?
Oh, my gosh. Exactly.
Yeah. Drop some LBs. All right, so what's the one thing you would never do alone? That's the question. What's number one?
You threw me off with the timely thing, but, you know, I was just going to say hiking alone.
Hiking alone.
Oh,
nah,
I hike all...
It's a little too chilly to go hiking. That's not it.
Thank you.
Get
thank better.
You.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cole.
Hey there, how you doing?
Morning.
We're doing good, Cole. What are you doing today?
I'm driving to work right now.
Wonka, wonka, wonka.
Where you work, Cole?
Paragon 28. It's a foot and ankle place. I called you guys.
Oh,
like
yeah,
a week
we
ago.
Talked to you.
Yeah,
you're the foot and ankle guy. Yeah. Great, great place to work if you have a fetish. Like, seriously. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring those ankles
right in.
Who's your ankle? Get it in there. Well, Cole, we're having a hard time with this one this morning. What's the one thing you would never do alone? What was the number one answer that came in?
You said it was timely, so I'm going to say go to the pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch!
Aww. I love the pumpkin patch.
Really? I could go my entire life now go back to a pumpkin patch.
Shout out to Anderson Farms. They do it right
Except
up there.
That one, of
they
course.
They do it right up
it's
there.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Close, but... Darn it, Cole. Enjoy your feet. Wash your hands.
Guess,
have a good day.
Cole.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right. Susie.
Hello
to you, Susie.
Susie.
Sweet Susie.
Hello.
Tell me something good that's going on in your life.
Well, right now, I am dropping off my ballot.
Okay.
Oh, good. Get her done, huh?
I'm getting her done.
You're on
getting
top
her
of
done.
It.
18 days, I think, is what I saw left. 18 days and hours. In a few hours. Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, tell Susie.
Here we go, but I'm pumped.
Seriously, I am so sick of the political ads. I'm sick of the interviews. There was another big interview yesterday everybody was talking about. I'm like, oh my God, if you haven't made up your mind by now, like, get a life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I feel. As I always say, crap or get off the pot.
Yes.
That's a great saying, Susie.
Especially when it comes to politics.
And we got a lot of crap to choose from this time around. Definitely.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, Susie. Well, I got to ask you, what's the one thing you would never do alone? What was the number one answer?
I say go to an amusement park.
Ooh.
Oh. Nope.
Oh.
Ah.
Good try, though.
Go live your life.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for voting.
You guys have an awesome day.
You too.
You too. Bye. I love this because we get to meet so many nice people when we do this. Like, everybody's so happy and they're having so much fun when they call in. It warms my heart.
She reminded me to vote too, so.
I know. I got one of those things because we get the announcements
ballots.
On the email.
Okay.
It tells you what's in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Yes, and ballots were on there. I'm like, oh, they're sitting down in the mailbox. I better go get that
done. I finally got mine yesterday and I was like, thank goodness I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Get it done. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going, guys?
Morning.
It's going really good today. We've had a fun show. There's a lot of stuff on our social media if you want to go check it out. A lot of pictures and stuff from the show. So hop onto Facebook. What are you doing today?
Just working.
Womp womp. What do you do?
I do Uber.
You okay. do the Uber?
Sir.
Ever had anybody puke in the back seat?
Thank goodness, no. Oh, I don't work those hours.
Good for you. That's smart.
Somebody throwing up at noon, you're like, get out now.
That person's got
literally,
problems.
Literally, yeah.
Literally, yeah, that person has problems. Do you keep little snacks in your car for everybody?
No.
No.
It's actually the old people that are the angry ones.
Well, then keep some Metamucil in your car or something.
You got to do something, yeah.
Fiber is what you need.
Why are they so angry? Why do you think that?
You know what? I think they're just set in their own directions. And
yeah. And you're like, Ryan, you're going the wrong way here. You got your turn signal on, which I'm okay with.
225 is faster.
225 is faster, Ryan. Come on. I'm giving you a 3-star review.
That is all true.
Yeah, right. It's like we're in the car with you right now. Why are you going that way, boy? So, Ryan, what's the one thing you would never do alone? What's number one?
I would not go golfing alone.
No, we're getting way off track. Way off track. Did you hear the clue at all, Ryan?
But not in between the phone call and trying to.
Darn it. All right. Well, I'm going to give it out again. You have a good day. Be safe. All right, buddy. Bye. So think it's timely. It's October right now. Somebody said pumpkin patch. I said, oh, you're close.
Yeah.
You're super
on the right
close.
Track.
On the right track. It's timely. Usually you do this in October, you guys. You guys. John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Johnny boy. Appreciate you sitting there on hold for a minute.
No problem.
So what's the one thing you would never do alone, buddy?
Trick or treat.
Oh, awesome. Very timely. Darn it. We're narrowing it down, though. Try again, John. And he just hung up. Miguel. Yes.
Yes.
Morning.
Hi. Yes, no.
Morning.
What are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Just taking the kids to school.
Are you? Good.
Yep.
Get them out of the house.
Yes, get them out of the house.
Did you hear all the clues?
Yes. Haunted house?
Oh, I didn't even have to repeat the question.
Yeah, hey.
Is that your, that's what you think? That's what was number one, haunted house, right?
Yes.
All right, let me play this here. Was the number one answer. Nobody wants to go through a haunted house alone.
No.
Super creepy.
Oh.
Oh.
Super creepy.
Aren't you super excited that you just won?
$250.
I don't think you are.
I am super excited.
Yeah, dude. We're going to hand you $250 and a $50 gift card to the Great Greek Mediterranean Grill. You better be happy.
I am super happy.
All right. Yeah.
If I ever see you, you got to give me a big old bear hug, okay?
Well, okay, sounds good.
We'll make it weird. We'll make it super weird.
Awkward.
Super weird.
Super. Miguel, I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to talk to Josh, Oshkosh Bajosh, and he'll tell you all about your prize. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Thanks, Miguel.
Bye, buddy. Hold on.
Oh, funny.
Good for him.
Yeah.
A little underwhelming, but good for him.
You know what, though? Haunted houses are the best, right?
They are the best. So it's funny you mentioned Anderson Farms. That's the one we just went to, the terror and the corn. It was like a 45-minute thrill ride.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was so much fun.
There's a moment where you don't think you're going to make it out of there. You're like, I'm just going to have to live my life in the maze at Anderson Farms now.
This is where we now live, family. Exactly. This is it.
This is where we set up shops.
Not going to lie, I think I piddled a little while I was in there. So.